Good morning, my friends. We come to the end of our series of mindfulness meditations on the acronym HEALS as a way of taking care of ourselves during this time of uncertainty, unrest, and for many, outright anxiety at times. Sometimes that anxiety, or just simply the pathways of the mind as it goes about thinking about the past or fearing about the future or fighting the reality that the present is simply uncertain, although the present is all that we have. So that is what we need to return to focus to. But sometimes all of this added up makes it difficult to take rest or sleep. So the last part of our acronym HEALS is for sleep and rest. As you develop your habit of when and how to practice mindfulness, both in meditation and in living life itself and noticing, often the benefits of growing your capacity to let go of judgments, of attachments, even of striving quite so hard. These and other mindfulness principles can be applied directly to your sleep. So let us sit together. Find your steady place in the chair that supports you. And as you breathe and allow your eyes to gently close, take these next few moments to scan through your body and notice how each part of your body feels, starting at your feet and going up to the top of your head. Check in and notice where any tightness or tension may be. And when you notice that, take in that full breath into that spot. Allow that breath to expand that tension, release the tightness, and let it go. Noticing the tightness and letting it go. This is the beginning of sitting for mindfulness practice, as we always do, and the beginning of sleeping with mindfulness practice is also this. So let's use our imagination to sleep, to visualize yourself lying in your bed at night. The temperature is comfortable, and the room is dark. And if your body is clothed, it's wearing things that are comfortable and loose and easy to sleep in. Allow yourself to simply lie on your back in your imagination, comfortable and heavy in the bed. There are essentially 9 mindfulness principles that relate to falling asleep. So as you lay flat in your imagination and sit comfortably in your breathing, allow your mind to simply take in these thoughts and principles. The first one is beginner's mind. This means to approach each bedtime with thoughts that are unrelated to past bad nights. Do not choose to believe that how you slept last night will influence how you will sleep tonight. Last night is over. Approach the sleeping process with no expectation about how your sleep should be. Just simply lie still and notice the sounds, the smells, the body feeling, the breathing, and the support under you. Beginner's mind. The second principle is known as non-striving. This is interesting. Like relaxation, you can't force yourself to sleep. What you can do is create the conditions that make falling asleep the easiest for you that it could possibly be. Falling asleep is not the result of effort. It has to unfold out of simple relaxation, and it will. The next principle is letting go. For sleeping, this would mean letting go of your attachment to the idea that sleep is a problem that needs to be fixed. Because due to non-striving, sleep cannot be fixed that way. First of all, simply let it be. Again, keep yourself in the present and breathe. Keep your mind in your body, right now, neither in the past or the future. The next mindfulness principle is non-judging. So don't automatically think of being in bed or awake as negative. That will work against falling asleep. If you're awake, simply tell yourself that you are resting and notice it without judgment. Next is acceptance, that you cannot directly control your sleep. And sometimes you will sleep and sometimes you will not. The next is trust. Trust that your mind and your body have the capacity to self-regulate your sleep, given the right conditions. And mindfulness is one way to create the right conditions. Resting, accepting, and trusting that sleep will happen in a self-regulating way. Next comes patience. Choosing to avoid the focus of I must get to sleep, or checking the time, or making that judgment that this is not right. Will I ever get to sleep? Yes, you will. And results of mindfulness practice for sleeping rarely happen immediately, so you need that patience and that noticing to be with you. The next to last one is gratitude. You know, when we're sleep deprived, it's easy and natural to think about problems and to run them over and over in your mind. Instead, use that space in your mind to list for yourself towards what you have a feeling of gratitude and the good things in your life. It's not denial of the struggles. It's just a shift away from obsessing and towards simple gratitude and noticing those things, small and large. You have a bed and a home and a shower, food, companionship. Make a gratitude list as you lie there, supported, willing, trusting, patient, and letting go. The last mindfulness principle to help you sleep is that of generosity. I know for me, when I'm in a wrestling match with sleep, it's kind of all about me. Like, why can't I go to sleep? It's time. I'm tired. I'm ready. And sometimes a kind of internal whining gets going. So allow your mind to go towards the question of how can I give time to my friends, family, co-workers? What can I give tomorrow that would be a meaningful gift to someone and a welcome distraction from you and your own worries? You can practice these as you sit, just like you're doing now, taking your mind to the experience of lying in bed and allowing your body to feel heavy and supported, just like it will there. Sleep is restoring. It is the time of the most active healing of our body, mind, and spirit when we are at rest. We cannot make it happen. We can only create the conditions that allow sleep to happen. And these are some ways that you can practice, taking with you in your mind. Don't worry about the whole list. Just practice the ones you remember. And let yourself be restored with however much sleep happens. The acronym HEALS is for health, exercise, awareness, loving kindness, and sleep. Take it with you, my friends. Let these meditations guide you and take action to support your health during this time of uncertainty. Namaste. Amen.